You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mondays are special with Rattle Off because we also just kind of BS with you for a little bit longer than usual. Mostly because we want to find out what the highlight of your weekend. You go first. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I hate to say it, but you just being outside, man. Honestly, I was a little rabbit that came out of my hole. And, I spent like all day Saturday out in the yard and cleaning, and it just felt really good. I said multiple times to my wife, doesn't it feel good to be outside? So that was a highlight. She's like, yeah, it really does.
You're like the Munchkins.
Yes, we're like squinting. And then, you know, how many times I had to hear her say, I got to get some color on these legs.
I'm saying a highlight this weekend was a homemade chocolate Oreo peanut butter shake.
I want to roll around in that.
That's got to be a highlight. I don't know how that couldn't be the highlight. That is definitely the highlight.
So good.
And now it's your turn. We want to know the highlight of your weekend, and we also want to play the game Rattle Off with you. So you got to call right now, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You are cordially invited, and the lines are wide open right now. So the first person to call in will be the first one who goes on the air and has a chance to win the prize. When we actually play the game, here's how that works. We give you a category, and you have only 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples of the category. Our winner on Friday was Destiny, and she won with five things you would find on a school bus.
Yeah.
That was her category. Who in the world is playing today? We're looking for some people who like to have some fun. If you're the stuffy type or...
you're grumpy.
Yeah, kind of got a corn cob thing going today.
No corn cobs.
This would not be the feature for you to call in for. But if you do have a good time, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Now, we do promise a prize to the winner. What do you got, Jeff?
Check it out. All week, we're sending you back to Red Rocks. This time around, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Louis Tomlinson Wednesday, June 21st at Red Rocks.
Wow. We always have fun date nights.
Formerly of One Direction. Oh! Yeah. There you go.
That's what it's going to sound like, I think, too. Oh, okay. Let's see. Who was the first one in today? That was B. It's Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Hey.
We're excellent. Thank you. So what in the world was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, we just finished our basement. We redid it. Our son designed it. We moved into an older house, and we finally, contractors left. We were able to put some furniture in, so we were super excited about that. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. What did that cost you to get that done?
$13,500.
For how many square feet?
It's not very big. I knew you were going to ask that, and I don't know.
Because I'm looking to finish my basement. So,
did you put like a media room in there, some sort of TV room with big speakers and everything?
I hope not.
We actually, it's kind of like a kind of like a big rectangle room, and we put a white bar in there, but everything is, we had a big red brick fireplace, and we painted it white. We put black shiplack in there. All the doors got reframed. We put wood floor, gray wood floor. So
this is just kind of like a hangout area, kind of like an extra family room or something?
It is. It's going to be kind of like the game room.
There you go.
For to watch games at the Broncos. Nuggets.
Yeah, that's cool. I like
Go Nuggets.
Yeah.
Go Nugs, yeah.
Go Nugs. Got another game tonight.
So 13-5. All right, that's not too bad. You did pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. I don't feel like you can get a lot
back
for
to work because I get to either. Sit down.
I just feel like you can't get a whole lot for $13,000.
Was it already drywalled and everything?
Nope. Really? So we negotiated, and we knew the person, and... he gave us a very good deal.
So I guess that's part of it. When you got a guy, you got a guy that knows shiplap. All right. All right.
Great. All right, let's play some Rattle Off, Lisa. You ready for us?
Let's do it.
Our note for Christine, Lori, Mike, and Allison, the four of you who are holding right now, don't hang up no matter what happens. Even if Lisa gets it, we still want to talk to all four of you. That's a request anyway. I guess you can give us the finger and hang up if you want, but we'd prefer you stay on the line.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. Lisa, 10 seconds. Oh, we're looking into the past here. It could be relatively recent or far into the past, but we want the names of five famous criminals. Five famous criminals. Ready?
Oh, boy.
And go.
Yeah, I don't even know. Can't even
That's
tell
a
you.
Zero, huh?
Jeffrey really? Dahmer.
Hey, there's one.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh.
Well, you got one.
You got lost.
A hideous
well,
one, too.
I almost went to the FBI list, but they're not. I didn't know if they were going to be famous or not. Because I know the FBI list.
You know the FBI list?
Well, off the top of your head?
Why?
Just did came up in subject and 10 Most Wanted Fugitives for the FBI and who was captured and who hasn't been
What are you
captured.
Saying? That you're Googling while we're talking to you?
No, because no. Al Chapo, his name got brought up. And so the subject came up and everybody was naming off like the top 10.
Oh, so then you had to look up who was on the list. And so that's how you could reel them off right now. You could have done that.
There's a book out. There's a book out called The Ultimate Serial Killer Trivia Book. And so it was a subject that came up. So I almost went that direction, but I'm like, I don't know if they're famous.
Yeah, well.
Well, listen, you got one. You got Jeffrey Dahmer, so I'm glad you called. And you have a sparkly new basement to play around in. So you come out ahead. You win anyway.
Thanks, guys. It was fun talking to you.
You as well.
Lisa, we enjoy talking to you. Have a great Monday. Thank you. Hey, Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, highlight of your weekend. What would you say?
Definitely cleaning up the garden and weeding everything. I know that doesn't sound great, but we
I know. But it's kind of what I said too. But it's like the first time you're out there on a beautiful weekend, it just feels good soaking up that vitamin D, doesn't it?
Still have a lot to do, but we at least have it started.
What do you usually plant in your little garden?
Well, since we just bought the house, they actually already had really nice landscaping, and they have all perennials. So right now we have, like, our tulips that are blooming. And I honestly don't know what a lot of the plants are there, so we're using the plant apps to try to figure that out.
Okay,
We have some raspberry bushes and some blackberry bushes, a lot of, like, thyme, rosemary, a lot of herbs. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, that sounds great.
Good for you.
Already there, ready to rock.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, what do you do for a living, Christine?
I work in a cafeteria.
What do you do at the cafeteria?
Like a corporate dining cafeteria. I focus mainly on catering.
Okay.
Fair enough.
For like the building. So like when a big building, like a credit union or anything like that, we'll do catering for the inside of that company.
All right. That's great. Somebody's got to do it.
We need some catering, I think.
Yeah. It sounds like you can pull some fresh herbs and spices out of your garden for your catering. So.
All right. Let's do that. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Rattle off, Christine. Five herbs or spices. Five of them. Ready and go.
Thyme, rosemary, bay leaves, oregano. Celery seeds, mustard seeds.
Hey, you got it. You got it. I love the smell of celery seed.
You're a winner! Celery seeds.
Celery seeds is good on like a hot dog. If you're doing a hot dog with some peppers and stuff on it, you put a little celery seed on there. Oh, girl.
I was about to accuse you both of really having a very lame seasoning there, but if you like it that much.
Put it on a hot dog.
It is a hidden seasoning that is top notch.
You know what it goes in, Dom, is that crock pot chicken corn chowder that we make.
What?
That recipe I gave you, the celery seed goes in that.
I never saw
I
that on the in the recipe
does,
before.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay.
I'll be done. Christine, cheers to you. Stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
See you later.
Well, thank you. Thank you for spending your mornings with us. Look, Lori, Mike, and Allison stayed on the line.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Hey, Lori.
So you don't get to win a prize, but we still wanted to find out what the highlight of your weekend was.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I just cared about talking to you anyway, so.
Aww.
So, answer the question. What was the highlight?
Well, yeah. So, I ran the Big Sur Marathon yesterday.
Wow, and you're already back home?
Yeah, got home last night. But I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago because I was doing, I did Boston like 2 weeks ago, and then I did the Big Sur Marathon yesterday. So it's called.
Yeah.
Boston,
I think we told you to call us back so we knew what your times were. What were your times in both of them?
So, in Boston, it was 3:49:20. And then yesterday was like 3:56 and a little bit.
Is that good?
That's really good.
Is it? They're hard courses, and I didn't have a time goal. My goal was just to have fun this time. So I was happy with those times, but I'm really sore today. So
yeah, I bet.
I have one friend of mine who runs marathons, not like regularly, but at least one or two a year. And they say that their goal is just not to puke. So, you know, look, we can have different goals, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's a pretty big goal. Or urinate blood, you know, at the end of it.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to pee blood.
I don't want to do that at all.
Well, I accomplished both of those things in both races. So there you go.
That's great.
Good for you.
Are you taking a little break now? Do you get to eat a bunch of junk food and not train?
I mean, I'll start running again probably Friday just because I love running.
Yeah.
But my next race isn't until the Boulder, so I got a few weeks.
Oh, sure you do.
Recover.
That's a blast.
What's your time usually in the Boulder? Like 41 minutes or something?
I'm around 45 minutes for that.
45.
Usually.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for you, Lori. Strong legs.
I love the Boulder, and that feeling when you run up that last hill. They put that last killer hill going into Folsom Field, which just kicks your butt. But then you get in there, and the crowd is roaring, and it's so fun.
The adrenaline hits you. And you get the beer, right? You get a beer and a hot dog.
It's one of my cherished photos that I have. Somebody got a good photo as I was on the track at Folsom Field, and I've got some sort of smile on my face, and my son is even like, why do you smile at the end of a 10K? Seems like all the faces around me are like people
miserable.
In agony, and I'm just like happy as can be.
It's the moment. It's going into that field.
Yeah.
You feel like a pro.
I always smile at the field part.
Oh, good for you. Well, you know what, Lori? We're glad you called. Congratulations on your two marathons. We appreciate you being on the show with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Bye, Lori.
All right, have a great Monday. Man, oh, man. Two marathons just within a couple of weeks.
Nope. No thanks.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mikey.
Highlight of your weekend, sir.
I'm going to go there because I know you guys don't love it, but I had 6 sporting events for my kids, so I'm watching all those, although I was stuck indoors for most of it. Didn't get to enjoy the sun.
Holy crap. What were the events?
I live up in Fort Collins, so there was one up north in Fort Collins and then a couple down in Denver, so we even got to drive all around the fun range.
What were the sports?
Soccer and basketball.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man. That's a lot. That's too much.
Well,
yeah. It is a lot.
Make them quit.
Yeah. Or drop them off and go do something else.
You need your weekend.
Other than your kids' sports, what was the highlight of your weekend?
We emptied out a basement for my in-laws, so got a whole bunch of, you know, knickknacks and stuff that we got to collect and also throw in a dumpster.
So it was their house that you were cleaning out for them?
Yeah.
What'd you score?
I got some nice crystal glasses, so I'm looking forward to enjoying a sip or two out of those.
Crystal glasses. All right.
All right.
Like an old-fashioned
highlight.
These
are your highlights of the weekend, you're telling me. Cleaning out junk and driving kids to sporting events.
Fine crystal.
I think we need a refresher course on what a highlight
is. Mike, you need to go out with your buddies.
Yeah. I'll schedule a poker night.
Yeah, you need to do something.
Sure. Yeah, there you go.
Have some snacks. Like snacks and cigars.
What do you do for a living?
I sell real estate up here, up north.
How's your real estate market these days? Good? You happy with everything or no?
It is what it is, and I'm happy to help people when I can.
So not so good, huh?
Okay.
You're not selling any houses, huh?
We read between the lines. Sure.
So you're looking for a career change is what you're saying. Yeah, he didn't deny it. All right, Mike.
Good for you. Hey, listen, thank you for hanging out with your boys. We appreciate you calling and chatting with us. We hope we have a great Monday, okay?
You too. I was hoping to set a new record for people who stayed on the line for you.
Oh,
well,
man.
We appreciate you sticking around.
If you'd like, we can put you back on hold and keep you there until the end of the show. You want to do that?
I'll come up with a better answer for my weekend, sure.
No, that's okay. Your answers were fine. We'll let you go. Go have a great day, and thank you for your time. We appreciate you, Mike.
You too. Thanks.
See you, bud.
Okay. But Allison did give us the finger and hung up.
Gone. Totally gone. Screw you guys.